I'm Kirsten Pelz-Tolinski. I work at the Citrus Research and Education Center at the University of Florida. I am an entomologist, and I work on the Asian citrus psyllid and their microbiota.
You mentioned four types of care levels for groves, and one had the highest number of psyllids.
Sure. We looked at abandoned, intermittently managed, which we consider to be five or fewer insecticide sprays per year. We looked at organically managed groves, and we looked at what we called conventionally managed groves that had between 9 and 12 insecticide sprays per year. And what we found is that those that were managed intermittently, so they were only receiving around 5 sprays per year, had the greatest abundance of psyllids. And so those populations, we feel, are rebounding and not being managed effectively by those insecticide treatments. So consistent, continuous management had the greatest reduction in psyllid densities and had the most effective control.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.